So you are having a golf tournament fundraiser on Sunday, June 25th. And why don't you tell me who it's benefiting and why?
Well, the benefit for the Hope Center, and the Hope Center is a crisis organization that deals with people who are in very, very dark places and thinking of ending their lives. And this is a place where if you are feeling that way, you can reach out, get the help you need immediately, and then get the follow-up care you need as well. This seems to be a problem in our community, and no one can really explain why. And it's not the sexiest of topics by far, but it's very underfunded. The Hope Center is a nonprofit organization that relies pretty much on some grants from the city and county, but mostly from donations. And I've seen them greatly affect the lives of at least a few of my friends who are in dark places. And
they've been helped?
Yes. And thinking of going on to something else. And, you know, that certainly is a choice, but what it leaves behind is horrible. And that's another thing that the Hope Center deals with, is families that are dealing with this kind of crisis. And it's really, really hard on people. And like I said, you and I over the years have dealt with some heavy situations. I remember, you know, every time you would hear somebody take their own life, you would sometimes call me and say, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a horrible feeling. And we had a stretch there where people were doing this pretty regularly.
Right. Why do you think that is? I mean, I know we lead the state in per capita suicides, and we have a lot of depression and other mental illness issues.
Look, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I will say I do think there are several components to this. We do attract some different folks here. So we're already attracting people that are slightly different than we are. I think that people come here with one thing in mind and see another, and that's really hard to deal with. Whether you're a guy like Billy Rieger, who opens up his restaurant and is successful, but you know, maybe not successful enough, or somebody with some debt, and you know, it just turns bad real quick. And at the time of like Billy's suicide, which is a real public, it affected everyone mm-hmm. in our town. There was no place for him to go, you know, if he even wanted to help.
The Hope Center didn't exist then.
Did not exist then.
How many years old? 4 years old, maybe?
I think we are now 5 years old.
Okay.
And one of our first clients was a friend of mine who, you know, as a 32-year police officer, I was dealing with, you know, in the dark ages, you would have somebody who was threatening suicide, and it would be like a police officer sitting with them and trying to talk them through or out of this until we could get a mental health counselor. Well, it was like that up until, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when then the Hope Center came along. And for the first time ever, I had a friend who was in a dark place and it was not good. And I called the Hope Center, and within, I'd say less than 30 minutes, I had a clinician on site that was doing the right thing instead of me winging it. Mm-hmm. And he's alive today, and he's got a child and a wife, and life's different.
How much are you hoping to raise, or what's the goal, and what did you raise last year?
Is the second annual golf event, and we expanded it this year. Last year, we raised around $60,000. Yeah, I'd like to raise $100,000 this year. So what we did was we expanded the event a little bit.
So last year, it was a golf tournament at the Aspen Municipal Golf Club. It's the same thing, but now you've added, a 5K charity run?
We've added a 5K run in the morning and a community picnic after the run. We've got a yoga class before the run. So lots of things for kids to do between the end of the run and the beginning of the golf tournament, which starts around noon. So we'll be serving hamburgers and food, and there'll be a putting contest to win a Harley Davidson. We have a $1 million hole shootout. So I really want to, you know, for the first time ever, Carolyn, I don't remember a 5K that ran around the golf course.
No.
We will not be on pavement. You will be running on lush grass around the golf course. And you may, as runners, you may see a part of the golf course, an amenity that is our beautiful Aspen amenity, in a different way. So we're going to take a loop around there. I think the last event there was a high school cross-country run. So for people who've never experienced what the inside of a golf course looks like, this will be your opportunity.
And what time does that start?
9 o'clock.
Okay. So the golf tournament's full, but there's plenty of...
There's always room for runners. We have a kids' race, strollers. Like I said, we warm up with about 45 minutes of yoga. That starts at 8:30, and Gina Murdoch's going to be doing that. And then we run.
When you were thinking about this, I mean, how did it pop into your head to, I want to do a golf tournament for the Hope Center, or I want to raise money for the Hope Center?
I have no experience at raising money or even asking people for money, and it's really, really difficult to do. For people who've never done a fundraiser, and I know you do with Aspen Public Radio, and it's really difficult to put your hand out to somebody. And then when you throw a suicide component into it, and you ask somebody for money, and they go, what's it for? And you go, well, suicide prevention. You know, it's a hard cause to get somebody excited about. But, you know, it's got to be done.
Right.
So my original vision was a golf tournament where we could attract some celebrity types and maybe do something like that. Well, that doesn't work. Celebrities require money to get here. So we started as a local event. And this year we expanded it to the run. Mm-hmm. And next year we have some plans to expand it even more to a couple of other events out there. What I'd like to eventually grow it into is a full day at the golf tennis run center out there. Maybe include a tennis tournament or a 4-on-4 soccer tournament. Something that could be done out there as a whole day event.
Did somebody come to you? Or is it just...
This is me. I mean, we have two events. The Hope Center has two events a year. So I wanted to be part of it somehow. And I didn't actually, you know, my first thought was to pick a different charity every year and have nonprofits bid for the Sheriff's Cup. And but the Hope Center right now needs it a lot, and I want to see them succeed.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the people that you see just in law enforcement, not just as a community member, but, you know, a lot of those people come through your jail. And we've talked about this before, about M1 holds. Those are the people who are found to be, you know, either harm themselves or harm to others. And there's nowhere to put them. And so they used to come to your jail. And
yeah.
You can't criminalize that.
It's not criminal. It is a medical issue. And putting those people in my jail was heartbreaking to me. The Aspen Valley Hospital has been great. Now they're holding them a little more. We're finding different ways to transport them. This is more humane than it was even 5 years ago. It's not humane to put someone in a mental health crisis in a jail.
Right.
It just adds to their mental health crisis.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. So this is my pet charity. And because, as I said, I bet no one who's listening, I bet there's 2 degrees of separation between anyone listening and a suicide. Especially in this valley, it's that close, and it's just so hard to figure out. But we can never get that dark, and I hope neither one of us do. We all get blue,
right?
But dark is a different story.
Do you know how much of that what $100,000 does for an organization like that? Do you know what their annual budget is?
That does a considerable amount. They work mostly on donations. So I don't know what their annual budget is. I should, but I don't.
It's pretty small, I would imagine.
I think it's pretty modest. But and especially because they are on a shoestring and they're doing millions of dollars worth of business for a small amount of money.
Right.
I mean, you know, their help. How much does a life cost to save? I don't know.
Joe DeSalvo, Pitkin County Sheriff. I'm Carolyn Sacharyson, and you are listening to Aspen Public Radio.